This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Prominent Belarusian opposition activist Maria Kolesnikova has accused authorities of threatening to kill her as they tried to forcibly deport her to Ukraine. Her detention happened earlier this week amid government efforts to end 5 weeks of mass protests against President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election. Kolesnikova said in a complaint filed by her lawyer Thursday that authorities put a bag over her head and drove her to the border with Ukraine before she fought her removal and was jailed. Kolesnikova's lawyer submitted a criminal complaint to the State Investigative Committee against Belarusian authorities, including the KGB police, for kidnapping, illegal detention, and threats to commit murder. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday, "The United States is deeply concerned about the government's attempts to forcibly expel Kolesnikova." Pompeo also said the U.S. and other countries are considering bringing sanctions in response to the recent events in Belarus. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging he downplayed the expected impact of the deadly coronavirus earlier in the year, but he said he did so in order to avoid creating a panic. A new book by journalist Bob Woodward reveals President Trump said he had been warned in January that the virus had the potential to kill millions. Yet the president still reassured Americans publicly that the virus was very well under control. As of today, around 190,000 have died in the U.S. so far, and millions have been infected. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden responded, saying President Trump lied to the American people and failed to do his job. This is VOA News.